What are you doing?
It takes ages for it to wake up.
Oh, sorry.
What are we at? Episode what?
Is it 25?
No.
No, 26.
26. Ready?
Yeah.
You sure now?
Yeah.
Put it away?
Hmm?
Keep checking your
phone?
Just
want to check something. I'll fry mine with a bunny butter, salt, pepper, thin sliced mushrooms, fun as well. Hold on 1 second. Fry cabbage in the '80s. Malaysian. M-A-L-A-Y-S-I-A-N.
What was that?
Didn't boil it. Salt, pepper, chowin. Beaten egg.
This is the most interesting start to a podcast we've had.
Okay. I'm good to go.
You've been going for the last 50 seconds.
No, I haven't.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's all going out as well, unedited.
Okay, sorry. I was busy backtracking. Backtracking as always. I'm totally prepared like to.
Oh, well, yeah. Good luck with this week, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck, because it's all on you this week.
It's all on me.
Yeah, because my last words from, well, not the last words she said to me, but certainly some strong words she said to me today was, you've been like a pig for about 3 days.
Oh.
Why are you so cranky?
Why are you so cranky?
I'm like a pig.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe it's the weather.
I don't know.
We had this conversation actually this week. I got up on Thursday morning and it was, I think, 8:30. And I just ate 2 purple snacks in one go, like, gone. So I was blaming PMS. But then and I put up a question box. Anyone else? Eat like Homer Simpson and thick as a pig pre-menstrual. But they all came back. Well, a lot of them came back. Yes, agreed. But a lot came back saying the weather, just in bad form because of the weather. Really, really tired. So maybe the change in the weather is a thing.
I don't think I'm having PMS.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Will I check?
That could be a thing. Like, you know, the way you can have like, what do they call it in pregnancy?
Sympathy pregnancy.
Sympathy pregnancy. Or phantom pregnancies.
Phantom, yeah.
You could be phantom in Sarah Butler. Phantom Sarah Butler.
There's one Sarah Butler is enough. We don't need a phantom one
no,
as well.
No, we definitely don't need any
more. No, just a bit.
And have you been exercising?
Yeah. I've done more this week than I've done in 3 months.
Okay. I don't know, David.
Like a pig. Just like a pig.
I think it's the weather. I think, and I'm sick of looking at people who've been on holidays. It's like, oh, piss off. I don't want to see you on a beach in Spain. There's an notion of us going.
But like, if they're on a beach in Spain and they're sharing those photographs, they're not having any crack.
They're not having any crack.
That's what I always think.
Jesus, I went to the pub last night and I didn't even get one picture. I wasn't even in Spain.
Oh, what pub did you go to? Did you go to any nice pub? Johnny's.
Great.
Several pubs or just...
No, just the one. Met up with an old friend, Jenny, and we had a lovely ketchup.
I thought you were going to say, when we had a rake of pints.
I had a good few pints now.
Well, had you pints? Pints as well?
Yeah, it was pints. She was on the wine.
Was there many there?
No, it was kind of quiet, but it was nice because it wasn't like annoyingly busy.
Yeah. And because we're only going back out.
Yeah.
So we're still a bit dodge about it all.
You know, and it's like, ooh, do I put my mask on and go to the toilet? Or do I have to wear my mask and go to the bar? Can I go to the bar? But it was fine. We managed. We survived.
Oh, very good.
So I was home again by 11.
Oh, that's the...
At 7.
Early.
I was in at lunchtime. Went in at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. I asked my missus today on the way out the road in the car. I said to her, can we go to the pub soon?
Yeah.
And she said,
you can.
No, she said, why? And I said, I don't know. She said, are you that bad to go to the pub? And I said, no, I'm just asking you. Do you want to go to the pub? We could go in early and come out early.
Yeah. But sure, you can, because your kids are big enough you can leave them.
Yeah, or bring them with us.
Or bring them with you.
And then I said, well, you want to go, what about the cinema? And then everybody went, yay! And I went,
oh God, I hate the cinema.
Oh, well, I want to see the new James Bond movie.
Yeah.
But it's nearly 3 hours long.
Oh Jesus, I'd be gone.
See, you'll be gone. I'm saying to the children who watch like 2 minutes of stuff these days.
Why don't you go on your own? Would you go on your own?
I have done the cinema on my own.
It wouldn't bother me now to go on cinema.
No, but you know what I've been doing in the cinema the last few times I've been in the cinema?
What?
Falling asleep.
Okay. Go to cinema to get asleep.
Isabel woke me up one Friday evening. It was Despicable Me 3.
Oh no.
And she woke me up because I was snoring.
Despicable Me, I'd be asleep as well.
She was like, Dad, you're snoring. And then I said, that's the only time. She said, no, we went to see Johnny English as well. You snored through that.
You know what you need to do now? You need to say, Jane, I'm going to the pub at 8 o'clock. You can come if you want, but I'm going. I'm driving in and I'm getting a taxi home.
But what if she doesn't come?
She'll come. I'm telling you, she'll come. Try it. If she doesn't, I'll go in.
I don't think, because the way she said the form that I'm in, she even offered me reflexology.
And why didn't you take that?
Because I'm here talking to you.
Oh, sorry. I can't offer you anything. Only food advice?
Yeah, food advice. I'm over 5 minutes into this thing. We haven't even got to food. And we normally start with food. And before we get to food, I want to talk about some of the things that we talked about last week. And some people have had their say about some of the stuff that we've been saying.
What?
Child of Prague.
Oh, really?
Right. So some people say, we were saying, boy, girl.
Boy, girl,
sure.
Yeah.
Some people say that the Child of Prague is the baby Jesus.
Oh, right.
Okay. That's what some people say.
Okay.
I cannot confirm this. I cannot deny this. I don't have a clue. Mm. The second thing was a story that you told about brushing your teeth with Emac.
Yeah.
Well, there was actually a friend of mine who reminded me that when we were in national school, we were taught by the brothers.
Yeah.
And one of the brothers used to tell us that we should brush our teeth with coal dust.
Oh, yeah, but that's a thing now.
It is a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why?
It makes them white. There must be something in coal that makes them whiter.
I thought it was because you put the coal in your teeth, you scrub so hard to get it off.
No, there's something in coal. There's a mineral in it that extracts stains from your teeth.
Right.
It's a thing.
I'm good. And what about turf?
No, I don't think turf works. eaten a thing of turf.
Follow up to our stupid things that we did last week.
Yeah.
I found myself doing the most stupid thing
this week.
Yeah. You took the clothes out of the washing machine, brought them in to put them on the clothes hangy thing.
Yeah.
Turned around, was looking out the window, started taking stuff out of the basket and putting it on this. I was taking the clean, dry clothes.
Oh my God.
And hanging them back out.
Okay, yeah, it's the weather. There must be, we should check the moons or something. They're probably in funny moon.
Oh, we had an air accident coming out the road as well today.
Why?
Oh, very close. You know our road coming out?
Yeah, it's
In front of us, somebody decided to pull into the football pitch and then there's a chain of cars all slamming on their brakes.
Oh,
and I look behind me and a car with the foreign registration is coming straight for the backside. So I went in on top of the ditch.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and there was a few bleeps. For a while. I did put my fist out the window.
Yeah, you were right.
Yeah.
You should have gone in and got the footballers and battered them around the pitch.
But I can tell you,
them bloody footballers now, they're just causing accidents. They're not even bringing Sam Maguire home. It's not on now. Pull up their socks.
As we drove off, the person that was behind me, who I suppose now might have had a code brown themselves.
I'd say there might have been.
They stayed well back from me.
It is so, but you know what? It's that kind of a junction where you take your eye off the road for a split second and you'd be up the arse of someone.
Yeah. Yeah, it has happened to me.
We just need another lockdown, lads. It's as simple as that. It's all gone crazy again. We need another lockdown. And who do I need to talk to? Who do I need to sneeze on?
Do we know anybody in Wuhan? And finally, and this is one that's been turning up a bit from people listening to the podcast, is how's your sleep going?
My sleep is good.
Better?
Better, yes. I'm trying to go to bed a little bit earlier.
Earlier than 9?
I know, yeah. Because I'm walking. I'm doing my walk every morning. That's really helping. But I know my sleep is going to stop being good in about a week's time when I have thousands of bags, books to bag and wrap.
We'll come back to the books.
Yeah. It is good. And I do think it's down to the exercise.
I still think that it's really important that you should be going for that walk even when the books arrive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just 20 minutes, 40 minutes out here. It's just brilliant. So I went back running this week for the first time in a number of weeks.
With your broken body.
Yeah. So the first day, not good.
No.
I had to stop 3 times.
That's okay.
Second day, felt mighty.
Really?
Yeah. Brilliant.
Did you get the insults?
Normal. No. Yeah. Back to normal self. Third day, today, I stopped 8 times.
Oh, that's what's wrong with you. You're disappointed in yourself and
I don't
need to be.
Because, well, and the knee pain isn't there when I'm running.
And
it is now.
You were, I'm not even talking to you. Don't start talking to me, no more than my own husband. He says to me during the week, are your knees sore when you wake up in the morning? I'm like, no, because I don't have a hereditary problem with my joints, that you're going to be a cripple because you won't take supplements. You won't have a hot shower when you come in after horsing a load of horse stables and cleaning them. That's going to be you. In about 2 weeks' time, you're going to have, your knees are going to be killing you because you didn't get them insoles. Men, you just don't listen. I say to him, go down and have a shower now. I'll have one in the morning. And he doesn't have one in the morning after him killing himself working. Anyways, what was my point? What's wrong with you. You're raging because you were running, 100K in an hour pre this. You were doing really well and you were really focused and doing your distance. And now you're freaking raging because you've had to stop 8 times and you've had to stop 3 times. That's what's wrong with you.
Can we get on to the food?
Yeah, I'm just telling you now, that's what's wrong with you.
I don't know if that's just it.
Okay. Maybe you need a pint.
Because I've hated myself a lot more than just the running. I'm very negative towards myself a lot more than just the running.
Okay.
But anyway, okay. Look it.
Kicking the hole might sort it out.
Do you know
kicking
what?
The hole in a pint. a packet of potato.
The kicking the hole thing, which for people who are just new to the podcast, we mentioned that we should have a doctor's office where the doctor will take you. And some people need a kick in the hole.
Would you like some sympathy or would you like a kick in the hole?
Yeah, well, I know what I'm getting from you.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't do something.
Right, food. And we start with food 10 and a half minutes into this week's podcast. Oh, hello, everybody, by the way. Thank you for choosing to listen to the Sarah Butler at Home
podcast. David was just feeling sorry for himself for the past 10 and a half minutes.
And you know what? The good thing about feeling sorry for yourself is I know where to go.
Well, I hope you do.
I do, yeah. Could I turn to maybe my mother? No! Can you turn to your wife? You're like a pig. You're like a pig. Can you turn to your sister? I was going to say, can you turn to my favourite sister-in-law? Not anymore!
No.
We start with food this week, and we're going to talk about, because it's that time of the year, and we're all suffering a bit of SADS disease by the looks of things, porridge in the morning.
Yes, porridge. The porridge is back. There was a huge interest in a porridge post that I posted this week. I just made myself porridge. Now, I know people like soak it. And they put salt in it. I always forget to soak it. And I still think it tastes as good.
So what are you doing?
So you've got about 50 grams of porridge oats. And buy right good quality porridge oats. Don't be buying the crappy own brand crap. Go and get a Flavin's or an Odlums or a good quality Irish one. Like it'll last you forever. And 50 grams of that. You want a good serving of porridge. Somebody came back and said, I have porridge, but I'm hungry after an hour.
That's not porridge then.
Well, you obviously used water, so there's no dairy in it, and used porridge and had a tiny little bowl of it. Like, you're going to have to scrape the pan for an hour afterwards. So make enough. That's the worst thing about porridge is the pan.
Disaster. So, not the microwave stuff.
I don't have a microwave.
Yeah, but I have the microwave and it's perfectly, you mean porridge and the microwave works perfectly.
Oh, I'm sure it works fine, yeah.
Yeah, great.
So yeah, 50 grams of oats and I had about 300 ml of milk and water mixed. And slowly, gradually add that, mix it up all the time, keep mixing, bring it to a little bubble and give it another 2 minutes, just mixing it all the time. And then you can add what you want.
I was just about to say, what are you adding?
I added honey, local honey, and I added strawberries and I added chopped nuts. I added a little milk. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, it can go kind of, if you don't have it liquidy enough, it can go dry. And I never feel bad about adding a tablespoon of sugar because it needs it a bit of sweetness. And you're eating a bowl of porridge, so you're allowed a teaspoon of sugar.
I would have the sugar in it, definitely. Yeah. Now, I do know that if I can do the porridge at all, you're not going to be hungry.
It's amazing. Mm. Yeah, and it really regulates your appetite.
It's a slow-release carb.
Yeah.
So it's really good for you. And I know that this week you want to talk about carbs and people's use of carbs.
I do. It was just something that I'm going to be talking about next week on the page. And it's just to mix up dinners because, you know, people say, oh, God, I'm cooking the same thing all the time. That's okay. If you're cooking chicken and mushroom pie all the time, why don't you mix that up and maybe try it with noodles? Or make some wedges with potatoes or have it with rice. So many dishes you can alternate. Like, I'll have a chicken curry with potato cubes. Did you ever have a creamy chicken curry with potato cubes?
No.
Oh, it's so good because the potato mops up all the sauce.
And would you have rice as well?
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, okay.
Just with potato cubes them. Or I will have meatballs.
I love
with
meatballs.
Mash.
She doesn't like meatballs.
Does she not?
No, I love meatballs.
I love meatballs too.
When I was a kid, meatballs was a big... I remember my dad, I think, was one of his favourite meals. Now, when I was a kid, the meatballs were big.
Yeah.
And they were full of big onions. And
I didn't like the big onion. Small, yeah.
But I love meatballs.
Yeah, I like them
meatballs.
Too. But we have them with peas and mash. I don't have them with pasta. So just think about that the next time you're making a dinner. Go, would this work with pasta or noodles, wedges, potato slices, mash? And you'll find that you can really alternate your cooking the same dishes every week a lot by just adding a different carb.
Just changing one little element. So substituting your carbs. So your carbs are your potatoes, your rice, your pasta.
Noodles.
Your noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing that turns up in every meal and the thing that we need, particularly as we get towards autumn and winter, is our carbs.
That was National Potato Day yesterday.
Well, it'd been National Spud Day.
Yeah.
Do you know it was International Podcast Day
it?
During
it
the week.
It was actually because somebody put our podcast up, the Britsky Brothers.
Yeah, but
thanks for that, guys.
I was busy doing stuff too.
Yeah.
I was busy.
What were you busy doing?
Busy putting up stuff. I do a lot of stuff behind the scenes that you don't even know about.
I know you do.
Half those book sales. Moi.
It was actually David. He cooked all the food.
No, the book says moi.
Yeah.
I'm telling everybody to get your book.
Don't worry, you're mentioned.
Right, porridge and
porridge,
carbs.
That's porridge and the carbs, yeah.
Cabbage.
Cabbage. Jeepers, it's mad the things I put up. Like, you put up porridge and everybody goes mad for it. You put up cabbage and they're like, how did you make your cabbage? So there was a big interest in this week. So what I do is I put the cabbage, I get the Savoy cabbage and I slice it really thin and then pop it into a saucepan, a deep saucepan with water. Simmer it there for 10 minutes.
Just water?
With a little bit of salt.
Okay.
Simmer it for 10 minutes and then pour out the water and then add a good bit of butter, salt and pepper, and fry it off.
Yeah, fry it
and
off.
It's so good. But a couple of people came back to me saying that what they do is they'll add a little garlic or they'll add mushrooms and then fry it. Some don't boil it first. They'll just fry it direct.
Oh.
And a lady said that she lived with a lady from Malaysia, and what she did was she fried it direct in the frying pan. And she added a beaten egg, so it was egg-fried cabbage.
Ooh.
And she said it was delicious, so I'm definitely going to try that.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be a really good filler-upper, even a bowl of it would be lovely.
Yeah.
With a little bit of rice.
Yeah, I suppose the worry for people, all the things are changing, is cabbage is going to stink your house out.
But that's because they boil it in a saucepan
for 2 hours. And hours and
now,
hours.
Now, what did somebody say?
Slice of bread on top of it or something?
No, somebody said... Because somebody did ask me this question, how do you stop it? And I just said, don't fry it for half the day. Fry it for 10 minutes.
It should be crunchy. We had our dinner out last week and in a restaurant. And
yeah.
It was the first proper restaurant dinner out we had.
Mm.
And when the vegetables come, they're lovely, crisp and crunchy. And
yeah, that's what you want.
There should still be a bit of bite.
Oh, here, I have somebody. So somebody asked, how do you stop... I can't deal with the smell of cabbage in the kitchen after cooking. So Christina Murphy said, add a teaspoon of vinegar to the pot when cooking.
Wow.
Leave the lid off the saucepan, somebody else said. And then somebody said, add lemon juice whilst cooking.
Okay.
So there you go.
Lemon juice again.
Yeah, interesting.
Top tips.
So now, there's the lemon again. So yeah, the cabbage, it's funny though. It's just the basic stuff that people want to know.
A lot of people do their cabbage in with, if they're doing a ham or if they're doing ribs, they do it in the same water.
Yeah, but the water is all like the foamy stuff and it's, you know, the white bits that kind of...
Yeah, you do have to skim a bit of that off.
I know you do, but I don't know, there's fat in it and everything.
It's making me a bit sick there now.
I know, probably, like, I shouldn't be saying that. I should be saying, yes, absolutely, boil it in the juices of the ham.
Meal plans. You know, we talked about meal plans often on this podcast, and it's something that we come back to, and it's all about... Fail to prepare or prepare to fail.
Yeah.
So if you have your mind made up,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'll give you an example. We have been, since lockdown one, have been doing our shopping on the click and collect.
Crap, I meant to do that soon. I forgot.
Right. But this week we went in.
Yeah.
Right?
But you spent way more.
Way more.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about like 20 euro more.
Yeah.
I'm talking about 100
quid.
Euro
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
On stuff that we probably didn't need. So our plan was gone out the window.
Yeah. You need a plan. You need to make a list. First off, write down, what are we cooking this week? I'm working late on Wednesday. The kids have football on Thursday. So they're two evenings that are going to be out for having time. So I'm off on Tuesday. I'm going to make shepherd's pie on Tuesday evening. So I have that for Wednesday. Thursday's busy, so I'll do something else and have that ready. Even if it's something as simple as, you know you're going to be busy when you get home. So the night before, peel your veg, peel your spuds, soak them in water, chop up your peppers and your mushrooms and your stuff for your stew. Get your chicken fillets and chop them up. Have them all in bowls covered with cling film in your fridge. So all you need to do when you come home, throw it in the pan.
Yeah.
And you have less clean up. It's something as simple as that. It'll take you 10 minutes the night before.
Yeah.
You know, and write down your 7 dishes, but stick them on a door in your kitchen. So come Thursday, you're not going, oh, I can't remember what I was going to eat or making. And you can go, right, we're having lamb stew.
Yeah.
With the puff pastry lid. Perfect. That's all in the fridge because I pre-planned this ahead, do my shop. Ooh. So I know it sounds like a pain in the arse thing. I'm telling everybody always to do it. But if you want to save money and reduce your food waste, take a little time, do your food plan, put your shopping away and stick it. I have mine stuck inside a door in my press.
Yeah.
Because I'm a featherhead. I'd forget come Thursday what I'm making. And then everybody's looking at you like, what are we eating? What's for dinner? And you're like, oh God.
And the most important thing is if you're going shopping,
don't
go
shop hungry. Yeah.
No, you'll only end up buying SHITE that you certainly do not need.
Absolutely.
I think we bought 3 bags of Maltese or something. It is lovely. Okay, so is that our food for this
week?
That's
our food, yeah, pretty much. Nice and simple, basic stuff, nothing crazy, but yeah. Educational all the same.
The food brings us on to the book, of course, which is coming out very, 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 very soon. Tell us about the book.
The book is back to me, please God, on Thursday.
Okay.
So I'll have it in my hand and I then have to go and print a very large number of labels and start wrapping them. Because I want to wrap them. Dermot's like, you don't need to wrap them, just put them in the bag. And I'm like, no, I want them to be like wrapped nicely. So I got lovely pink paper to match the colour on the book and stickers. So that's the plan. Get everything wrapped and not sleep.
Out there.
Yeah, but it's going great.
And what about, so can people still pre-order?
People can still pre-order, and I would advise if you are interested in pre-ordering ASAP, because I do feel we're going to run out of books before I even have them. I really didn't gauge how well it was going to go. And I'm not just saying that as a sales ploy. I do feel that by the time I have them, they're going to be gone.
Okay.
So if you want to pre-order, you can do that on my website, sarahbutleratholme.com. But yeah, I'd say I'll probably have to do a second batch in November. But it just means that if your friend has one and you haven't ordered and they sell out, there's not going to be another one for 3 weeks.
Okay.
And you know how annoying it is when you really want something and you have to wait for it.
Yes, because these days, if you really, really want it, you want it now.
You want it yesterday, yeah. So they're going brilliant. The sales are going mighty, so... It's all great
to people.
Yeah, thanks,
quick
guys.
Support, and you'll eat the food, and
you'll eat the food. It's normal.
You're not just like people are not just buying it to support. They will actually use the
everything
recipes.
Everything is in there is practical, wholesome recipes. There's no crazy ingredients or any of that crack.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
great,
so it's
great.
Good.
All going well. Again, the your own website address is sarahbutleratholme.com.
.com.
Okay.
Or .e, they both work.
And of course, you can keep up to date with everything on the Instagram as well. Is that the book now and the food done?
Yeah, book and the food done. Do you want to talk about yourself for a little while? How are you feeling now?
Okay, I don't actually. I'm still pig enough, to be honest. Autumn time, right? I was just thinking about autumn during the week. I think it's a lovely time of the year.
You're doing a lot of thinking.
Huh?
You're doing a lot of thinking.
Well, what do I need to do then?
Oh, he's just pig.
Dr. Butler.
Someone else has a terrier teeth now. Come on.
Drop in temperature. There has been a big drop in temperature.
Yeah, it is definitely.
Big coats are back out.
Yeah, the Birkenstocks need to go back in the press.
What do you turn up at school one day wearing?
Birkenstocks, I love them.
Oh, is that what they are?
Because they're quick. You can just slide them on and run out the door.
We call them sandals.
You don't have to tie laces.
They'll need to go back. The heat is on. The heat is back on in people's houses.
Yeah.
There's no doubt
about
it.
Fires are starting to be lit.
The stove, have you put your fire on yet?
No, because we broke the glass, so he needs to fix the glass and then he's going to do that.
Immersions are on, people, dark evenings. Now, there can be something really nice about a dark
evening.
Yeah.
I like the dark
evenings. Close the world and in you go.
You don't feel bad for not going out.
No, it can be a lovely time. But autumn is upon us. In the last week or so, the weather has changed drastically. But look, we're in October. What do you expect? You sent me a message to say, shouting at Google Home.
I reckon my Google Home is going deaf. And I don't know, does anybody else do this?
Selective deafness, I would say.
It particularly comes on when the death notices are on in the morning, when I'm listening to you, and then the death notice. Bam, 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 bam. At 8:20 in the morning, I'm like, Google! Change that channel! So I'm like a lunatic. Does anybody else scream at Google like it's a person? Or if a stupid song comes on, you're like, Google, turn that gun song off and change the station.
No stupid songs on my show. Can I?
No, I'm not on about you. I'm on about when a stupid song comes on. Like, I know the radio station that I'm listening. I'm not talking about Midwest.
Lesser radio.
But I do shout at it, and I reckon she's completely ignoring me because she doesn't respond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's...
I think Google has a personality.
I think that's probably a good thing in our lives because she's probably ignoring you to tell you to calm the F down.
But does anybody else shout at their Googles like it's a person?
I did a thing during the week on the radio where I did the whole Hey Google thing.
Yeah.
Hey Google, put on my radio show. And we started getting messages in saying, thanks for that. Thanks a million. Thanks for that now. Now we've got double versions of you going in the kitchen.
It's so funny when I was doing my cookery courses and I'd say, okay Google, set a timer. It's going to probably happen now when we're on the podcast. Okay Google, play some crazy music for the listeners. But I'd say, set a timer for 10 minutes and then they'd all be like, oh, bing, my timer's gone. My thing has gone mental.
There's a new one coming. So we've got Hey Google and we've got Siri and we've got Alexa.
Yeah.
There's one now called, begins with A, I can't remember. It sounds like turf. Anyway, something to do with that. And it's actually going to be a robot that has one of these built in to it.
Right.
So you can tell it to do something in your house.
And can it clean the floors?
Well, sure, you have one of those.
Well, at Hoover's, I don't have a mop. I'm thinking about getting one, though.
Why, is there robot mops?
There's robot mops. I'm thinking about getting one.
I give up. What did you do to your cat, by the way?
The cat got washed. Rosie is such a clean cat. She's always cleaning herself. Bob's just gone pure lazy and fat, and he'll just throw himself in a corner and go to sleep, and he won't clean himself. And then he walked.
Bob's a cat, not a human.
Yeah, Rosie and Bob are my cats. So I had flowers in the house recently, and he brushed up against the pollen. So then he's white. Bob is white. So then he had a big yellow streak across his belly and all on his paws that we couldn't get off. So I said, right, you're getting shaved. So I got the horse clippers and brought him out today and shaved him within an inch of his life. I gave him a tiger tail, so the tip of his tail is like...
He's got a fluffy tip.
He's got a fluffy tip tail. And
we're still talking about the cat, by the way.
And he's got a fluffy head. But everything else, you can see the pink skin through. So then we had to wash him.
Ugh.
So into the baths with him. He actually doesn't mind it. God. It's like he knows it's a little bit uncomfortable, but I know I'm going to be lovely and clean after.
What do you think?
And I blow dried him then, and he was thrown on the couch when I left to light it.
And how come then? Like, the same family, because his sister lives with us.
Yeah.
And she is a terror.
Yeah.
She's a terror.
She's a wagon.
She was out.
She's a killer.
She's
a killer cat.
That's their nature, but to kill and to torture.
Oh, stop. She needs to be put into cat jail. Psychopath cat.
Yeah, oh, it is.
Can my cat be a psychopath?
I'd love for you to try and shave her.
Oh, she'd kill me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she's
yeah.
a wagon.
Oh, yeah. Not a hope. Not
Bob,
a hope.
Like, I shaved him. I didn't even have to put a collar on him. I just, like, grabbed him by the back of the neck and he just sat there.
Still talking about the cat.
So that's a big job done.
Okay. So we went from shouting at Google Home.
To shaving cats.
A couple of other quick stories about your night out last night.
Yes.
I'm reading these now. If listeners from last week's episode will know the story of the red sash.
Oh, yes. Oh, this was very funny. I hope she doesn't listen. But yeah, the red-sashed ladies that are in the church with their bottles of spray. And
yeah, we remember last week that you nearly bounced you straight out by the head.
Yeah, very important. And won't let you light candles if Mass is on because you're in the wrong vicinity of the church. Can I just have 5 minutes reflection here? No, you can't. Anyways, we were out last night. One of the red-sashed ladies was out with her husband.
Was she wearing the red sash?
No, she had it in her bag. She was wearing it underneath.
It's an emergency red sash. Yeah. It can come out in times of emergency.
I wonder, do they like to kinky stuff with the red sash? Like,
I hope she does.
Put on your red sash there, Mary.
Nothing else. Just the red sash.
Just the red sash.
Oh,
anyways. No, they didn't buy me a pint, but they know the girl that I was with quite well. And they bought us both a drink.
Oh, okay.
But my point is, she was not the lady with the red sash last night. She was really nice, really friendly. No, I know this
when
lady.
They put on the red sash.
When they put on the red sash.
It's like when they put on the day glow bib.
Yeah, it's like guards when they put the hats on. I'm in Garda mode.
Did you ever get... that's a question I had for this week.
Mm.
Have you ever been given out to by the Gardaí? A
couple of times, yeah. Couple of times.
Enough said. So red sash lady bought you a drink. The other thing you sent me was about random people talking to Sarah Butler, whoever she is.
Whoever she is.
And my question to you is that what we're... It's a new thing now that we're going to start talking about each other in the third person?
No.
Well, David Cawley thinks this.
I did send you that after a couple of pints, so...
This was this morning you sent me that.
No, maybe you had a couple of pints this morning. I sent that last night before I went to sleep because I was like, yeah, it was this morning because you have Bluetooth on your phone. Are you turning your thing off?
I tell you, I have to turn
it. I texted you when I got home because I was like, I'll forget after my 4 pints. But yeah.
Oh, you did.
That was after my cheese toastie when I came home. And I found that crisps and my tea. It was like, nom, nom, nom.
Come back, please.
Because this whole thing has come out of like lockdown and been in my kitchen. It's kind of like, let's make a cake today.
Sorry, I hit the thing again.
I'm in my kitchen going, let's make a cake. It was nearly like, pretend.
Yeah, but that's what life like.
Back the camera, let's make a cake edit it and post that now, and that'll be great. And now it's like, oh
there's real people really looking at it.
Yeah, I don't think there are. I don't think there's people like this in the podcast.
The important thing is that you should never change your mind from that, because that is. I always say when it comes to radio terms, I would probably do my radio show if there was nobody listening. So if there is one person listening, then that's a bonus.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I was on my run today after my sixth stop, there was a couple walking up the road.
Yeah.
And I was running towards them doing a bit of heavy breathing. Heavy breathing for my exercise.
I'm
not
sure
just
you
my,
were fine.
Not just
You've been
my regular.
Really hard on yourself, Dave. But, you need to be kinder.
I said to them as they were coming towards me, I went, some days are more difficult than others.
Yeah.
And the woman said, are you David?
Yeah.
And I went, yeah, bye-bye.
I definitely can't stop now.
Bye-bye, yeah. Can't stop now. So I had to keep going until I got around the next corner and stopped again. Yeah. I think we should start talking about each other in the third person. I really do.
I like it, yeah.
Yeah, so what does Sarah Butler think? Very good. Anyway, people, and you know what? 99.9999% of people are really, really lovely. The odd person will tell you. One guy who said to me once, couldn't wait to tell me that he would never listen to me. And I don't blame anybody. Anybody who says they don't listen to you, I say, look, I probably wouldn't listen to myself.
I know, yeah.
But he said, no, never listen to you. Never. Never heard you. Never listen to you. No, I listened to another radio station, couldn't listen to you.
Oh my God.
Now, you played a song last Thursday morning at about 20 past 7. Buddy.
Yeah, we caught
you.
Take it as a compliment.
There's some interesting bits and pieces. I have one written here, and it's been written down for, you know, the way. So if we don't get to something, I write it the next week and the next week and the next week. Can you do magic?
No, why?
No, can you do magic? Was there? I don't know why.
Can you do magic?
I can do magic, yeah. I can. Have you a coin?
Can you make the magic happen? I can make magic happen, but I can't do magic. My husband will tell you that. I can make the magic happen.
Tight, 50 cents. It's 50 cents.
What do you want? A 2 euro?
No,
tenner?
No.
Jesus, I fucking couldn't please you now today.
You ready? Here it goes.
Yeah, go on.
50 cents.
Right, he's put it under his hand. And he's rubbing his hand around. Yeah. It's up your sleeve.
It's not up my sleeve.
Oh my God, how did you do that? You pushed it off the table.
No.
It's over here. I bet it's over there. It's on the floor. But that was very impressive. Is that why you had the cushion on the floor so it wouldn't make a noise?
Might be so funny.
Was that question really written down in your book,
yeah,
or did
it
you
was
just
actually
want to show
from the last
off
few
your
weeks.
Magic
Look,
trick
two, last week week before they're all there.
He's
yeah,
he's been practicing it for
no,
3 weeks. Oh, do you feel better now?
No, because you
that
you,
was
you
excellent
you discovered how I did it.
Well done.
I basically made the coin disappear by making it fall off the side
Excellent
of the table.
Excellent magic trick.
Where are we on our podcast this week? We are at that time,
are we at
ladies
the time?
And gentlemen.
For the quick fire. You're
our
great
quick
to think
fire
of these because I'd always forget.
Yeah, I'm getting sick of it now.
Are you getting sick of it?
Yeah,
I'll
I
do
am,
next
really.
Week. So
I know. Well, which do you prefer? The sun or the moon? Which do you prefer? The sea?
I don't know if this may end on episode 26 if you don't change your attitude, Mr. Cawley.
You were supposed to try and improve my mood.
Okay. Well, you were laughing there a minute ago.
Would you, quick fire round, re-gift or buy something new and throw away the original gift?
Re-gift doesn't give it back to the person.
So no, you give it to somebody else. So you get a gift.
I will give it. I have done that.
But would you tell them it's a re-gift or would you?
No, I wouldn't. Like, I got a photo frame off somebody that just really wasn't my taste at all, but I knew somebody who would absolutely love it and it was very much their taste, so I gave it to them as a birthday present. And it was a good, like, it was a New Bridge, whatever. Fancy brand.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would.
So they didn't know.
But I wouldn't do it ever. Or give that to her. I give it to someone if they liked it.
So rather than throw it away, re-gift it. Is it perfectly acceptable if it's a good gift and you know somebody's going to like that
if
gift?
If somebody's going to like it, yeah.
What if there was like, you were, I don't know, if there was like something, if you're giving them a bottle of, a good bottle of whiskey or tequila or something, and they're like a little bit taken out.
You could just say, I was really nervous about calling today, so I needed a drink on the way.
Actually, we have a bottle of tequila that was given to me by my sister-in-law, who's from Mexico, so knows their tequila. And so we have the tequila in the pantry.
Is there a worm in it?
Oh, I don't know if there's a word in it. But the tequila's been sealed. It's never been opened.
Yeah.
But we went in the last day. A good bit of it gone.
Are you sure?
I looked at the 15-year-old and I said to her...
You have a 15-year-old at home.
Yeah, but the seals are still in place. So how is she unsealed?
That's weird.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not leaking or anything.
No, I don't think so. And maybe this would explain why the cats are so mental.
The cats are in. Licking it as it's slowly dripping.
Would you be a tequila person?
Oh, God, no. That just was flashbacks to when I was 16 in nightclubs that I shouldn't have been in and drinking. That's the one with the lemon and the salt. My God. And they give it to you in like... a round glass, like not a shot glass.
Yeah. Look, let's be honest, it wasn't the best tequila.
No, it was horrendous.
If you had your eyesight afterwards, you were doing all right.
I'm going to get sick.
My 22nd birthday, they gave me a bottle of tequila. My friends finished it. Phew!
Oh my
done.
God.
We were going down the town and I was going, has anybody seen
gone.
The... gone.
Oh no, not tequila.
Would you be forever poor and honest or obtain great wealth through illegal means?
I suppose, like, would I go to jail?
No, you've got wealth, but you did it illegally, but you seem to be getting away with it.
I think that...
Or be
I know the right one will be A, but, like, life is tough.
We only get one go at this
stuff. Sometimes being honest doesn't do you any favours, so I'm sorry now, I'm going to say B. I would make a lot of money legally by... doing what? I don't know now. Does that mean I'm like telling people to eat this tablet and it'll make you lose weight and it doesn't work?
No, we wouldn't do that.
No.
No, no. It could be other ways. Obtain great wealth through illegal means. I mean, it's up to you, but you're going for B.
Yeah, go for B, as long as it's not like that. Yeah, yeah. Drink this tea and then you lose 3 stone. Like, if it was some other way that wasn't as bad.
There's only one way to lose 3 stone.
Yeah, run.
Get out.
Run.
Push away from the table and get out a little bit more.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to Sarah's questions. Do you like a daffodil or a rose?
I'm going to write that down on my hand now.
No.
David questions.
Always stick to the speed limit and never hit traffic. Or go at your own speed and run the risk of traffic.
Go at my own speed.
Of course.
Obviously.
B again. Yeah. Life is too short to be sticking.
Life is too short. Jesus, we'll be all long enough if we're lucky.
If you are... Oh, this is a good one. And if my name comes up in this, I will get violent. If you're stuck with a boring person...
Right.
Do you just be patient or...
panic.
Invent an excuse to get away from them.
100% invent an excuse to get away from them. Panic. I just... hate being in that situation.
Yeah.
And you get to the point that you're panicking internally in your head.
Yeah.
So you're actually not even hearing what they're saying.
No. It's gone.
It's gone. So they're just mum. And you're like, oh crap, I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah. Now it depends. For me, it would depend on if I've had a drink or not.
Yeah.
I will be mannerly, but I'd be saying, I can't do this. I'd
like,
have to.
Myself and Jane and Claire, we have like an unsaid thing that if I ring and hang up, like I know if I ring Jane, I just ring her and hang up.
Yeah.
She'll ring me back going, Sarah, where are you? You were meant to be here at 4 o'clock.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Claire the same. It's like
great
she
idea.
Needs to get out of somewhere.
That's
yeah.
Brilliant.
So there
idea.
You go.
Finally for this week, would you own up or would you take it to the grave?
I'd take it to the grave. I'm a little liar. I am. I think it's from being a big family because it's like, I'm going to get killed, so I'll just lie. No, I did not do that. I didn't. Definitely wasn't me.
And years later.
Yeah, I'm still a liar.
Still, like you'd stick to it. You'd never.
Yeah, no, I'm a liar. I might like tell the truth if like I'm not going to get in trouble. Like I might tell Dermot a year later. Yeah, that was me that time. But I will not tell him when it's happened. Like I'm a liar. My mother, like. Pure liar. It's like, Mom, you did do that. I didn't. It wasn't me. You know by the look on her face. It's like...
she knows you did it.
Yeah.
So there's... So maybe like the next book could be just a book of the
how
lies.
How to be a liar and a deceiving millionaire.
She lies and she cheats. And that was a question I had actually from
why
last week.
Why would you tell the truth and be an honest person? A poor, honest person.
There's a couple of things I've done that I won't own up to.
Are ya? Come on. Like, we're not bloody goody-two-shoes here.
You know a
here.
Couple of them.
Yeah, I do. We're not goody-two-shoes.
No, no.
These people that say they don't do anything wrong and they would tell the truth and be the good, do the right thing. Yeah. To a degree, yes, but...
And everybody says, if I'm being perfectly honest, and I say that all the time during this podcast, if I'm honest, or to be honest, or be honest. But, and sometimes you're like, I'm not being honest.
Yeah.
It's not honesty.
Yeah.
You take it to your grave. Yeah, absolutely. And I've mentioned it before, if I have something that needs to come off my chest, but I need it to keep shtum, there's two people I can talk to.
I'm one of them. Who's the other one?
Another person is a very good friend of mine.
Huh? Cat.
I wouldn't tell the cat. I'm a dog person. I tell the dog before I tell the cats. Yeah. The cats would go around telling on me. They were like, he did.
They just laugh at you.
Three bags of Maltesers and then he's out running. That is our quick fire questions.
Well, they are very good. I'll do them next week and I'll make them good.
Are you sure? No, because no.
Just do a backup just in case I forget.
No. Yeah, no, because next week you've got a busy week.
I do have a busy
And you week. Will arrive in and give me the shower.
I'll give you $100 and go wrap them there now.
Yeah.
While we're doing the podcast.
So, no. I will continue to try and do the good stuff.
Okay. You're better anyways. You're way better at that than me.
Thank you. I am fabulous.
You're brilliant.
David Cawley
is fabulous.
You're doing so
well in life. You really are. No, you're a credit to yourself. You really should be proud.
Right, you're going over the top now. You see, there was a line and then you crossed it.
You knew I was taking the piss the whole time.
The whole time. That's why I'm still in bad form.
You're not really.
Thank you very much for listening to this dear old podcast. Yeah. Don't forget to share with friends, download, tell everybody about it. And... if you've got any questions, if you've got any comments.
Anything at all. I left a chicken in the oven for 2 days this week.
You did, ya?
Yeah, it was so funny. Thomas was like, I can get a funny smell of poo. I was like, I can't smell anything. And then German came up and he was like, there's a smell of shite in the house. What is it? And I'm smelling around and shit somewhere around behind a couch or something.
Got to 42 Beep. Minutes without the bleep.
And anyways, I was putting breakfast in. I had made a crown of chicken on, I think it was Thursday. And I wanted to just throw it back in the oven to dry it out a little bit because I like the chicken dry. I hate when chicken is wet. And it was just a backup extra thing that I had made. It wasn't for dinner. Didn't I forget about it? And I went to put the sausages in the oven today, like the hot oven. And because I have an agate, you don't smell. Like it's not like the oven is on because it's on. It's like a range.
Mm.
Pulled out this, just black. It was dust. Like I touched it and it just went... I was like, oh God, that was the smell.
Oh.
Really bad smell, actually. Like, ooh. Chicken had cooked for 2 days, not a good smell.
And was
like,
it in the...
It nearly put me off chicken forever. Ooh, the whole thing went into the bin.
And
plate.
What about the oven then? You have to clean that out?
No, the oven is on all the time, so it's like an incinerator.
Ugh.
So there was no smell in the oven because it's hot all the time, so everything just goes to dust. So yeah, I didn't set my Google timer for that, and that's what happened.
Hey Google, let us down. Thanks for listening.
Thanks guys.
Let's just go through the little ways of making contact if people are still with us 43 minutes in. And thank you for staying with us, Liad. A lot of people go onto podcasts, you know, they get 20 minutes in and they go, I went enough
for
that
one, yeah. They do well to get 20. I get like 3 minutes in going, oh, this is crap.
Yeah, hurry up, for God's sake, get to the quick fire.
Tell me how to be good.
You can get Sarah on Instagram, which is Sarah Butler at Home Official, which is Instagram, on Twitter at Butler Podcast, on your website, sarahbutleratHome.com. Any other ways?
I think that's it. I'm on Facebook as Sarah Butler, but I don't really go on Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook. 2 years. February 2019.
You should be so proud.
February 2018.
Well done.
Facebook.
They
keep
done,
sending me the emails, you know, you've been attached to this. This person wants to be your friend. Wants to be. And I go, I don't care. I'm not doing it.
No, I agree.
Life is too short. Have a good week,
and we will talk to you next
week.
Thanks for listening.
One of us will be in better form.
Hopefully, or I won't be here.
One of us will be like a bake again. Bye.
Bye.